The most scenic route to the fortress of Cesena is the path that begins in the Piazza del Popolo, with the staircase alongside the old town hall, then climbs the slopes of the Garampo Hill to Porta Montanara. This is the oldest part of the city, probably the site of the fortified Roman settlement. Once at the top of the hill, on the right is the gateway to the new fortress, or Malatesta Fortress, preceded by the large open space of the Sferisterio. This is probably the site of the ancient fortress, the so-called Rocca Vecchia. This structure was damaged several times over the centuries, but always rebuilt. Devastated during the sack of the Bretons in 1377, the city underwent a relentless decline until the arrival of the Malatesta family, who decided to rebuild it in a better position, on the very summit of the Garampo Hill. The current fortress, built around 1380, is pentagonal in shape and is circled by an unbroken wall, which recently underwent a radical renovation. It is surrounded by the Parco della Rimembranza, Memorial Park. Laid out in 1924 around the memorial dedicated to the fallen of World War I, this is the city's green lung, full of rare trees and crisscrossed by trails leading up to the fortress. We cannot put an accurate date on the various stages of construction of the fortress, but we do know that the Torre Nuova was completed by 1466 by the architect Matteo Nuti of Fano, who was involved in both the Malatesta Library and the city fortifications. Renovation work on the new fortress continued through the papacies of Paul II and Sixtus IV, and was presumably finished around 1477. The large fortified complex, the Malatesta Fortress, is part of surrounds the entire city. It was designed by Leonardo da Vinci when he came to Cesena in the summer of 1502, as military architect and engineer for Cesare Borgia, the new Duke of Romagna, and son of Pope Alexander VI. It is thought that some changes made to the Muro Grosso of the Rocca Nuova, made in 1503, a few months after the departure of Leonardo, were carried out on the recommendation of the Tuscan genius. This shield wall, which houses the main entrance of the fortress, was reinforced to resist the projectiles hurled by the newfangled firearms recently introduced into combat. Once through the entrance hall in the center of the great courtyard, it is still possible to admire the mela or mastio and the female, the two towers intended as a last bastion against attacks and as a palatial residence. In fact, the male tower is higher and has few openings, while the female is lower and less robust, with windows and obvious entryways. Actually, the two towers were part of another fortified structure within the Rocca Nuova called the Rocchetta, which used to be surrounded by a fence and was divided into two courtyards. Each courtyard was provided with its own water tank and various facilities like stables and a furnace that enabled it to survive without outside help, as well as underground rooms used as storage for corn seeds and storehouses for gunpowder. Construction on the imposing Torre Maestra, or Mail Tower, began in 1475. The massive building was surmounted by battlements, had thick walls, and was higher than the other fortress structures. Two drawbridges linked the Mail Tower to the Female Tower and the city wall that surrounded it, creating a final refuge in case the enemy managed to penetrate the interior of the Rocchetta. Here were the fortress prisons and torture chamber, but in the mid-16th century it was transformed into barracks and only used as a prison, housing four cells during the Napoleonic period. The Malatesta Fortress was a place of detention until 1970. The interior of the male and female towers currently house a museum of history and agriculture, as well as exhibition halls. Following the walkways piercing the thick walls is an exciting experience. They linked the different towers, ensuring greater protection for soldiers during attacks, and also rapid movement around the entire fortress perimeter. Some of the walkway openings face the fortress interior, enabling its occupants to mount a defense even if the enemy had penetrated the courtyard. The external walls provide a spectacular view from the slopes of Garampo Hill to the sea. The Sferisterio, a court for the game of the Pallacol Bracciale, was constructed in 1809 behind the curtain wall joining the two bastions. Excavation work brought to light the foundations of a tower of the old fortress, as well as a number of niches, now walled up, along the entire front of the curtain, and the arch of the ancient Porta Romana, an imposing structure that was the main access to the fortress.